welcome to Czech Books, and this week we're talking to a popular bookman about town, Miroslav Parajca. Miroslav is originally from Croatia, but has worked in the book trade in Prague for well over a decade now, and is involved in the running of three of the city's English language bookshops. Over the years, his interest in literature has led him to become involved in a variety, or as he puts it, a mosaic, of cultural ventures, from organising film shows, hosting lectures, editing a literary magazine, and most recently setting up a publishing house to translate contemporary Croatian literature into Czech. I visited him in one of his shops in the centre of the old town and asked him how he first became involved in the world of books.
Well, everything started accidentally because a friend of mine, Dean Ivandic, him and a very good friend of his, Mr. Zachary Cohen, who is late unfortunately, they decided to open a new bookshop in the center of Prague because they found that there is a gap in this market for a proper, interesting, independent bookstore. Everything I learned, everything I know, besides my experience that is now 11 years, I have to thank Zachary Cohen, who is basically a father of Anagram, grandfather of Anagram. Anagram bookshop that was established in the year 98, it's one of my babies. Besides the big band that I run here all by myself, I have also Anagram, and I'm partly owner and still doing book buying and pretty much taking care and managing this bookstore.
And would you say there's been a very rapid growth in interest in books in English in the Czech Republic?
Yes, especially by the end of the 90s of the last century, it was a big booming of tourism. And as we know, Prague is a beautiful city and there is a lot of people coming into the Prague, not only to see the cathedrals, but also to know a little bit better about literature that was happening during the long history of this city. And it's very important, you know, to provide them with a good service and a good bookshop. So that was the reason why to have an English language bookstore in the center of Prague.
Are a lot of your customers tourists who just pop in, want some reading matter when they're on holiday?
Well, if I would have to divide my customers into different categories, I would say that yes, tourists are very important and we are trying to offer them the best of Czech literature in foreign language in English. But I think that even more important are locals, which are not only expatriates, but also lots of Czechs are coming in to find the books that are not translated into the Czech.
Do you think that in the time you've been involved in the book world in Prague, that there has been a sort of growing cosmopolitan feeling?
I think definitely that yes, and lately what I've been seeing is that more and more couples I see around are not the same, and they look very different and they speak different, but they are also happy as they would be the one. I mean, I'm coming from there as well, because my wife is a Serb, I'm a Croat, we've been in a war, my kids were born here in the Czech Republic, and I think that they are Czech. So yeah, definitely, this cosmopolitanism that's happening here in Prague, it's very important because it brings to Prague more colors, more things, very, very important also for my business, because I know that people are suddenly not afraid or they are not scared having something that is from someone else. We should be all open to each other and show the best of all of us.
I'd like to read an extract now from an intriguing book I've just taken from your shelves, which I imagine is popular with both visitors and locals. It's called A Traveller's Companion to Prague, and it's a compilation by Jan Kaplan of letters, diaries and memoirs covering the whole history of Prague. And this is the rather startled account of a 17th century French traveller, a physician, Charles Patin, who encounters an early version of a Czech nudist camp. As we were passing between the River Elbe and a small wood or copse, we were surprised to behold at one end of the meadows, as it were, an epitome of the resurrection and of the Last Judgment. For 300 and 400 persons suddenly rose up from the ground on which they had lain. They took no care to dress themselves for want of clothes, not but that some few were meanly furnished with them, yet none had any sense of shame. I durst not describe what I saw, and much less what they proffered to show me. This was a company, or if you please, a regiment of Bohemians, not of the natives of Bohemia, but of those Bohemians by profession. They have no trade, no wealth, no friends, and no industry, and yet they live, and that too with a sort of liberty that you shall not meet with in the most free republic in the world. Your interest in selling books is part of your wider interests in writing and cultural life in Prague. I know, for example, that you host here Meet the Writer sessions, book signings for the Prague Writers Festival, And you've also been involved in publishing a literary magazine and setting up film club.
Yeah, once you start to sell books, then you suddenly realize that the things that you are doing, it's not only about the books and the literature, but it's also about the society and it's about the people that you are selling these books to. So several years ago, I decided that because lots of professors and lots of very wise people were entering my shops and they became my friends. So I decided to make one of our winters more interesting. So I made one little project that I called Anagram Underground Lecture Series. I invited all these dear friends of mine who were knowledge experts in some subjects, where we would invite our friends and then we would have that expert to tell us in a verse that everyone could understand about that particular subject. So we had, for example, something about postmodern philosophy, because for someone who doesn't read postmodern philosophy, it's very complicated, long sentences, and we really don't know what it's all about. So therefore, we had one professor who came, and he wanted to get this postmodern philosophy closer to someone who is not a philosopher. Or then we had scientists who were telling us the paradigm shifts of sciences during the 20th century. Then we were watching movies and listening to music, and we always had someone who really told us something more, you know. And that was really very interesting, because we always had 30 to 50 people that basically came to have like a book club, but our connection wasn't the book. That was one of the projects. Then the other one was with some other people. They told me, Miro, there is a not really English art magazine or literary magazine that is published here in Prague. Let's do that. So I do that as well, you know, because I thought that we have to somehow spread things and ideas that are not only about selling books, but it's also a little bit going into the society, giving them something more, you know, some more colors, not to be a black and white. So with all these things what I'm in the last 10 years involved in, I would say it's a kind of mosaica of my life. And mosaica, as you know, there is a lots of little stones that are glued together, and only if all of them are in the right place, then you have a full picture of something. So I think that my life is mosaic. I'm not only a bookseller. I think that I want to do something else, show the picture of myself, and not only myself, but everyone around me in this mosaica. So therefore, I just started to publish the books, because I think that that's a natural evolution of someone being a bookseller, involved in all these things. And in this particular project, it's about translating the Croatian contemporary fiction into the Czech language.
So your idea is to find the best in contemporary Croatian fiction and offer it to a Czech audience.
That edition that I call KPL edition, we are planning not only Croatian authors, but also we are thinking maybe to get all South Slav nations to translate those writers into the Czech language. So in a preparation right now, my first book came out on the 23rd of February. It's the name, The Last Day of Punk. The second book that we are planning, the title of the book, it's Guide to an Island. The writer, Senko Karuza, it's a very good friend of mine who is a philosopher, and he lives on an island, Vis, which is an island in southern Croatia. And this is a very important, I think, for Czechs, because lots of Czechs are going and spending their holidays in Croatia. And Senko, with his short stories, there is about 30 short stories, tried to explain how important some words, some nouns are for the people that live on an island. And we don't understand that, because for us, you know, ferry boat means nothing, for example, or boat, because we live here, you know. But can you imagine how important that is for someone who is from Ireland?
Well, actually, I am from an island. That's a British isle, so I would be interested to read this and see how differently I would read it from a Czech.
Yeah, but this guide to an island, it's not about, you know, the big island like Britain is, or Madagascar, or something like that. We are talking about the islands, let's say, with 1,000 inhabitants all together, you know, so those kind of islands.
And do you think Czechs are open to reading books in translation from smaller languages?
I think that they are, and if they are not, I'll change their minds. What I'm gonna try to bring here as well, at the one moment when I see that market is ready for it, and probably it is, because we are already 10 years after the war that happened in the Balkan, in ex-Yugoslavia, I want to bring them war fiction as well, because I know that lots of people are asking me, Miro, how was it being in war and things like that? So sometimes I really don't know how to answer all those questions, and the best thing for me would be, let me go and find the good quality war stories and translate them into the Czech and spread it and give it to this Czech reader, so they can maybe find and see the picture of that war that I've been unfortunately in as well.
And is there any interest on the side of Croatian readers in Czech literature?
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, we are talking about, you know, like big brother and small brother. Czech Republic, it's big brother. And Czech authors are big. While I was in a high school, some of the Czech writers were something that we had to read as a part of our education. Some of them became a cult in Croatia. Someone like Milan Kundera and The Bearable Lightness of Being, as far as I remember, you know, it was a thing that we were really amazed with. And of course, you know, Czechs are really big. I think that in this part of Europe, probably one of the greatest nation in showing their ability to write and write well. If you just go back, you know, to brothers Čapek and Hašek and then Seifert, and in the second part of the 20th century, Milan Kundera and Bohumil Hrabal. Lately, even Michal Vivek, who is a best-selling author, not only in the Czech Republic, but I know that lots of people in Croatia, my mother and sister, you know, they read Michal Vivek. So Czech literature, it's well known in Croatia. But what I want to do, I want to bring South Slav literature to Czech as well, because there is definitely lots of things to say and to read.
I'll just read another very short extract from The Traveller's Companion to Prague, this time a very Anglo-centric view from the 18th century traveller and friend of Samuel Johnson, Hester Thrale. Bohemia seems no badly cultivated country. The ground undulates like many parts of Hertfordshire, and the property seems divided much in the same manner as about Dunstable. Dr. Johnson was very angry with a gentleman at our house once, I well remember, for not being better company, and urged that he travelled into Bohemia and seen Prague. Surely, added he, the man who has seen Prague might tell us something new and something strange, and not sit silent for want of matter to put to his lips in motion. Horesco referens, I have now been in Prague, but have brought away nothing interesting, I fear. Have you got any other stones in your mosaic planned?
Right now I'm going to be occupied with my bookstores, and then I'm going to do the publishing house. And then what's going to happen tomorrow, I don't know. Someone might come and tell me, Miro, listen, this is a great idea, let's do this, and probably I will be there to do so.
So maybe in the future I can come back and see how the mosaic's progressing. Thank you very much, Miro, for your time you've taken today from your bookshop duties, and good luck with your new publishing venture.
Thank you very much.